and competitive,
delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to PureTalk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those PureTalk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom, it's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. Well, PureTalk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial pound 250 and say the words micro, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250 micro. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
You're listening to WRGN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A deal to end the war in Gaza, not done yet. But President Trump, at a joint briefing with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, says there is backing for a new U.S. brokered peace proposal.
At least we're at a minimum very, very close, and I think we're beyond very close.
The 20-point plan includes an immediate ceasefire, followed by the release of all remaining hostages. ABC's Mary Bruce has more.
Of course, while they may be in agreement on what the end of this war should look like, Hamas is not on board. And it's also not clear, I should say, whether Netanyahu is fully 100% on board with this complete plan.
The plan also calls for Hamas to disarm and for a new governing body in Gaza. The deadline for a government shutdown looms. Congressional leaders set to meet with President Trump this afternoon on efforts to strike a compromise before funding runs out tomorrow night. Tyler Robinson, the man charged with Charlie Kirk's murder, at a hearing today chose to move forward with a preliminary hearing. He's due back in court October 30th. This is ABC News. In North Carolina, police say they're still investigating a motive after a dockside bar shooting in Southport near Wilmington over the weekend. Three people were killed and others injured when police say the suspect, Nigel Edge, drove his boat to the bar and then opened fire. Governor Josh Stein at a news conference today calling for more mental health support.
There are too many people who are profoundly troubled, who are obsessed, whose paranoia gets stoked by what they read on the internet every day, and we've got to figure out ways so that those folks don't pose risks to the community.
Startup founder Charlie Javis sentenced to 7 years in prison for a crime the judge described as biblical in defrauding J.P. Morgan Chase out of $175 million. Her company that she founded, called Frank, she claimed that the company had 4 million customers when it just had several hundred thousand. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your priceless vinyl collection. Sure, you sleep on a futon because the money most people would have spent on a bed, you spent on more records. But forget the fact that you can stream just about any song ever created for a few dollars a month. No, no, you need to listen to music in the most difficult way possible. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
At Straight Talk, we get it. You say no a lot.
Mom, can I get a tarantula?
No.
Coffee?
No. So we're giving you more reasons to say yes, like a free 5G phone with real unlimited data with select plan activation.
Can I use the free phone?
Yes. See, doesn't it feel good to say yes to more?
Absolutely. Face tattoo?
Absolutely not. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Taxes and fees apply. In-store activation of Gold Unlimited plan or higher required. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ehlen. More time is again requested for two people charged a year ago in the death of a three-year-old boy.
Elijah Vu's mother, 32-year-old Katrina Bauer, and 40-year-old Jesse Vang were back in Manitowoc County Court for a status conference last week. Bauer's attorney said she still needs more time to look through the evidence against her client before moving forward. Vang's attorney said he's ready to file motions but still needs more time before starting. Judge Anthony Lambrecht set Bauer's next status conference for December 1st, Vang won't return to court until January for a scheduling conference. Both were arrested in February last year after Elijah was first reported missing in Two Rivers and were charged in connection with the boy's death after his remains were found last September. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Candidate for Governor Tom Tiffany says victory in next year's race will come at a price.
Tiffany told the media outside his rally in Wausau on Wednesday that his fundraising efforts started the minute he announced.
We know this is going to be a very expensive race. I'm figuring we got to raise $30 to $40 million.
Tiffany said he may disclose some initial fundraising numbers in the next few weeks. In Wausau, Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Nationally prominent Wisconsin Native American leader has died. The family of Ernie Stevens Jr. confirmed his death suddenly on Friday at the age of 66. A member of the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin, Stevens rose to national prominence as an advocate for tribal sovereignty and had served as chairman of the Indian Gaming Association for 25 years. That's a period which saw total tribal gaming revenue grow from $11 billion to more than $49 billion in 2024. He was elected to a 13th term in April. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be sunny and warm again today, high in the low to mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to near 60 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 80. You can get faster internet and pay a whole lot less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 82.
Branch Media. Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
Well, hello and welcome in to a new episode of AOA Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex. Always good to have you join us for the conversation about issues impacting farming, ranching, and rural America. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Extreme dirty conditions aren't new to farmers and ranchers. Combat dirt and downtime with Cenex premium diesel fuel. Protect that equipment of yours and achieve better performance this harvest season. Go to Cenex.com to learn more or visit your nearest Cenex store location and talk with your local experts. We're going to look at weather with DTN's John Baranek coming up here in segment two. Do we have a wide open harvest window continuing across the U.S.? In segment three, we're going to listen to a conversation I had last week on my trip to Canada. Rob Clayton is Senior Vice President of Retail for North America for Nutrient Ag Solutions. We had a wide-ranging discussion with Rob. We're going to get into that in segment three. Then we're going to catch up on a wide array of ag news headlines to close out today's program in segment four. Let's get things started, though, and talk markets. Plenty of things, plenty of storylines to look at here as we near the end of the month. Darren Newsom, senior market analyst at Bar Chart, is with us. Darren, good to talk with you again. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on again, Jesse.
Well, I know we're nearing the end of the month. Mm-hmm. A potential government shutdown is in front of us. We have harvest going on, all the trade concerns, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot to unpack here. Talk to me, though, I think about gold. Let's start there. I believe we got up to a new all-time high again here in gold. Obviously, some influence with the potential shutdown and more. What are you watching when you look at this gold market? How is that affecting everything across the board, Darren?
Yeah, it's almost like we have to take gold. And you're absolutely right. We have to take gold. And it did go to a new all-time high again this morning. And if you pull the strings enough, certainly it's most likely attached to the idea of another U.S. government shutdown. But you would think the world would be getting used to this by now because the U.S. does this frequently. And the world keeps spinning. So, we'll get past it, but for now, we do continue to see you know, both central banks and investors buying gold, despite the fact it continue, you know, despite the fact it is at all time highs, it is finding buying interest. And in fact, if we look at the latest CFTC report from last Friday, which would have been for positions as of this past Tuesday, we saw the net futures position continuing to increase as well. So not only can we see that, you know, this market just eyeball test tells us that, yeah, there's buying going on, there's support coming in. But we can see it in the numbers as well, that even in the futures market, it isn't all just cash gold. It isn't just ETFs and these sorts of things. There's still buying going on in the futures market. And it's just, again, there is an intentional increase of both political and economic uncertainty around the world. And it's being reflected in the strength of the gold market.
I will say on the flip side, it seems like, you know, plenty of action in gold, the dollar, things mm-hmm. like that. Pretty narrow ranges, though, to start the week in the grain complex. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts there? Is it just kind of harvest pressure, marking time, those sorts of things in grains, Darren?
Yeah, for right now, that's certainly what it looks like. I mean, we knew going into the weekend, based on the weather, and I'll certainly let John talk more about this here in a moment, but certainly based on the weather forecast going into the weekend, it looked like there was going to be a lot of harvest getting done. I mean, it was going to be warm, it was going to be dry, and we continued to see forecasts for unseasonable warmth, at least for the next week or so. So we knew there was going to be some harvest. We saw some harvest pressure going into the weekend on Friday. And then coming out, okay, we saw the harvest occur. We saw cash bushels being sold, those that weren't being moved to on-farm storage and so on. And so, again, we're starting the day with a little bit of pressure. It's not an overwhelming sell-off to start the day. You know, from an interesting point of view, we saw Dease corn drop back below 420. Again, corn dislikes round numbers, and so theoretically, this would open the door to a possible low of, you know, a test of 410 over the coming days, maybe during this week. But we'll see. You know, again, as you mentioned, we're coming up on the end of the month. It's the end of the financial quarter for investment companies, and they've been holding some of these long positions in, say, soybeans or short positions in corn and wheat. They've been holding them for quite a while. So will we see some, you know, end of the quarter adjustments? That's some of the fun that we have to look forward to this week.
Yeah, very, very true. And I think same can be said over in that livestock complex as well. Seeing a bit of red early here after finding a little bit of green kind of mix to start Monday trade. But end of the month, end of the quarter, especially that cattle market, Darren, you know, some uneasiness has kind of been building there throughout the back half of this month of September, it seems like.
There really has been. And, you know, you put it out, you put it well, there's uneasiness in the cattle market right now. Yes, we're seeing cash markets hold together relatively well. I don't think we can believe what we see with USDA reporting boxed beef, but who knows? Seasonally, you know, September is a down month for boxed beef. I just don't think to this degree. So there is some uneasiness. Market's been feeling top heavy for quite some time, and it looks like it could be coming to pass. But what, you know, if we tie all this together, funds and investment traders have been long the cattle markets for a long time. They've ridden this thing, they've pushed this thing. And so now if we start to see them roll out of cattle into another market that, you know, in the ag sector that may have some bullish longer term fundamentals, most notably corn, looking at the May July future spread, we could see a shift here. We could see cattle coming under pressure as money comes out and corn start to find support as money goes in. So these are the types of ebbs and flows that we look for, and one of the reasons why we follow that futures only report.
Of course, thinking about risk management here across the board, I'll let you take this how you want, Darren, for our final minute and a half or so. But what's the big reminder for producers as they're trying to manage their risk here through harvest and just the current price action and economic state we're in right now?
Yeah, one thing, rule number two, let the market dictate your action. And so what we want to look for here is, you know, if we've got it hedged, okay, let's look at which market provides us the most carry to start rolling those hedges forward, knowing basis, you know, and then we take into account the seasonality of basis and all those things. If we don't have any price protection on it, then we just look at the future spreads themselves for what they're worth, telling us, is it a bullish or bearish situation? And corn spreads are more bullish than soybeans. So we have to use the information that the market is giving us when it comes to managing our risk. If we, you know, if we don't have anything hedged, maybe we just want to get out of, maybe we just want to get out of soybeans because longer term they're not bullish. Whereas we might be able to hold corn and take advantage of the market a bit if we do get a pop next spring. So there's a lot of things at play, but number two, rule number two should dictate, you know, just let the market dictate our actions and we should be okay.
We'll always remember that risk of trading futures and or options right. can be substantial. With that, senior market analyst at Bar Chart, Darren Newsom, always a pleasure, sir. We'll definitely be watching, as you put it, a lot of interesting things to keep an eye on here this week with the end of the month and end of the quarter. Darren, good to talk to you again, sir. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, Jesse.
And also go to DarrenNewsom.com for more. Darren Newsom, senior market analyst at Bar Chart, with us here on AOA. Brought to you by Cenex. Every minute matters on the farm and ranch. Bulk diesel fuel storage can boost productivity and maximize ROI. Go to Cenex.com for more. Up next, we'll talk weather. ETN meteorologist John Baranek will join us after this on AOA. Every mile your fleet travels is money on the line. Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Diesel Fuel improves fuel economy, protects engines, and reduces downtime. Cenex Premium Lubricants are engineered to meet or exceed OEM specifications, keeping trucks and equipment in peak condition mile after mile. Power you trust, results you see. That's how you stay miles ahead with Cenex. Learn more at Cenex.com.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Selling your house the traditional way takes time. Agents, showings, repairs, fees, it's a hassle. But what if you could skip it all and sell your home for cash fast? At House Buyer Network, we buy homes in any condition. No commissions, no closing costs, no cleaning, no repairs. Whether it's inherited, outdated, or you're behind on payments, we'll make you a fair cash offer within 24 hours. Close in as little as 7 days. Thousands have sold the easy way. Now it's your turn. Call 833-382-8334 for your free, no-obligation cash offer. That's 833-382-8334. House Buyer Network. Real cash, real fast. That toll-free number once again to call, 833-382-8334.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And today's Agriculture of America brought to you by Cenex. Don't let tough conditions slow you down. Cenex Premium Grease provides equipment with superior strength to keep going. Minimize downtime and manage that risk in your operation with Cenex. Go to your nearest store location or visit Cenex.com for more. Obviously, busy time right now. Farmers in the field. Harvest is well underway.
How's that weather outlook as we roll out of September and into October? We're going to continue to see a good window. Let's talk about it. Joining us now, DTN meteorologist John Baranek. John, how are you, my friend? Good to talk to you again.
I'm tired after having stayed up last night for the game. overall, especially with the result, was not happy with that. Overall doing pretty good, Jesse.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. 40-40 tie. There was some, I didn't look and see what it was, but I know some history was set with that tie, like a highest scoring tie ever or something. I don't know. We were chatting about this during the break. I hope the Packers figure something out. I mean, this isn't going to sustain, 2 weeks in a row. Team just kind of gave it away, in my opinion. But I digress. We could talk football for a half an hour. Let's talk weather. I think that's going to be a bit of a happier topic for us here today, John, because I know, as I mentioned, harvest has been well underway. Looks like we built up some high pressure here in the Midwest. How's that window looking as we close out the month of September and move into October? Are we going to continue to have a fairly open harvest window here, John?
Overall, pretty good here for the for this week for sure. There's not really a whole lot going on. I mean, we have a big ridge of high pressure right over the middle of the country, which is keeping us very warm. I mean, we're going to see temperatures up towards 90 as far north as Sioux Falls or southern Minnesota here over the next several days. So, I mean, it's very, very warm out there. The humidity is not terrible. I mean, we don't have alive crops pumping water into the atmosphere anymore. So humidity is fairly decent. And that means we end up with a lot of sunny skies, warm conditions, very dry for most folks out there here throughout the week. We do have some exceptions to that, though. I think the biggest one's in the southeast. We've had this front over the weekend kind of stall there, and it had produced some heavier rain across the Carolinas and Georgia, Virginia. We're thankfully getting blessed in the southeast with the forecast as Tropical Storm Imelda is going to stay well off the coast and not move in. There were some fears last week that could have really dumped a whole bunch of rain over the southeast this week, but thankfully that's going to stay well off the coast. So we're just going to see some showers, maybe some moderate areas of rain, but nothing super heavy like we had feared. And then the west coast is going to get some rainfall too. I mean, we've had some things going on there. The ridge is over the middle of the country. That means we've got troughs on either side of it. And the west coast is looking like they'll see some showers here throughout the week as well. So eventually this is going to change, right? We get things moving on a little bit. We'll get kind of the influence from that western trough to move into the plains here this week. Spotty showers, isolated showers, not much. I think, it's going to be unfortunate for the few that get hit that wanted to do some work out there. But overall, not a big deal. That front that kind of moves into the plains here around Wednesday to Friday doesn't really do a whole lot. But over the weekend, we could see some more significant showers. Models really don't know what to do with it, though. There's kind of some interesting dynamics going on in the upper atmosphere, and we'll have to see kind of how the week goes on. But mm-hmm. I'm thinking mostly the northern plains, upper Midwest, get some showers here through this weekend. We may see some more next week as well, kind of in the same areas. But overall, still, you look at the Corn Belt as a whole here, we're looking at some pretty good harvest weather going into October.
Talk to me more about Tropical Storm Imelda. And as I was kind of vaguely looking at things over the weekend, looked like maybe another storm out in the Atlantic. And obviously, hurricane season, that could be something that always throws a wrench into things, depending on a track of a storm and devastation with a hurricane, tropical storm, et cetera, rainfall. You get some of that up into the Midwest, the Eastern Corn Belt, depending on the track of things at times. So, I mean, when you look at the tropics, beyond Imelda, what else stands out to you right now, John?
Yeah, we actually lucked out that there was a second one out there. Humberto made it up to a Category 5 over the weekend. It's since come down a little bit from that, but that one's actually going to pull Imelda away from the coast. So we didn't know if there was going to be a significant interaction between the two, and thankfully there is, because that bigger storm is going to pull Imelda farther off the coast. So that's good news, actually. it could have been disaster. We're lucking out with that. But beyond that, I mean, we're in the peak of hurricane season, and there's always something that at this point, we're still looking at tropical systems moving kind of from the Atlantic or from Africa through the Atlantic and giving us some good head or leeway and some forecast timing to kind of take a look at them before they get this way. But we also have to be more cognizant as October gets into place for some of these that just kind of form in either the Western Caribbean or in the Gulf of America and just kind of pop up seemingly out of nowhere sometimes. Whenever we get fronts that move down to the Gulf or little disturbances kind of hanging around in there, they could pop off a tropical system pretty quickly. So, I mean, there's a couple of little features I'm concerned about. The National Hurricane Center doesn't have anything listed on them yet, but I'm a little concerned about a couple of things out there, whether or not they produce any significant tropical system or if they only go westward into Mexico and don't really affect us here in the U.S. A lot of unknowns with that, but we're gonna have to keep a little closer eye, I think, on the Gulf of America in the weeks ahead. I think that's where most of our threat might come if we are to see something from the tropics.
All right. DTN meteorologist John Baranek with us. Let's talk South America here. Got a couple minutes left. And Brazil, Argentina, I know we've been seeing some showers working through here. Wondered if we're really getting into that rainy season quite yet as they get their spring planting going in many areas. What's the latest in South America, John?
Yeah, well, last week, central Brazil got a nice front to move through and kind of sit around for a while and brought some widespread rainfall, a good 1 to 3 inches. That's great after having 4 months of absolutely no rain, what to speak of. But, you know, for some folks, it's just enough or maybe not enough rainfall to really start their wet season. But what we did see is Mato Grosso, the soybean planting in Mato Grosso, the largest state there in central Brazil, really got a boost in planting done last week because of that rainfall. They're kind of, well ahead of the usual pace, which would be a little bit concerning for us here in the U.S. However, they're not going to see a whole lot of precipitation here over the next 2 weeks. There's some spotty showers that'll probably be around there in central Brazil, but nothing really significant that really makes us think of wet season rainfall. Usually we're seeing, daily rain, scattered showers every day, just scattered throughout the entire region. But we're only going to see some spotty showers there in central Brazil here this week and probably next week as well. So some of those areas that may have planted early might have some trouble there. If their soybeans sprout, it's 90 degrees plus there when it's not raining. So those crops can really dry out in a hurry and maybe cause a need for some replanting. We'll have to see how all this kind of works itself out. If producers kind of wait for some more of that consistent rainfall to come in, it doesn't look until mid-October now. So another 2 weeks of some fairly drier conditions there in central Brazil. And that was kind of the concern going into it. We just didn't have that last week because we got kind of this front to move through kind of as a freak occurrence and bring some heavy rainfall. Wet season's not really shaping up the way they want it to down there right now. And then that's good news for us here. You go farther south, southern Brazil and Argentina, honestly, they're in really good shape. They've been having all the fronts move through. Very consistent, lots of rainfall with them. Maybe a little soggy for some out there planting, but I think they'll take the moisture, especially with what La Nina usually does for them down there, which usually brings a lot of hotter and drier conditions. So in the months ahead, we'll be watching that a little bit more closely. But for now, southern Brazil, Argentina, in pretty good shape.
Well, we always appreciate the insight. I know folks can stay up to date with the weather forecast at dtnpf.com, dtnpf.com. For more information, DTN meteorologist John Baranek. John, thanks again for joining us this week. We'll let you go there as we're up against the clock. Have a good one, and we'll talk to you more next week. Thanks so much.
Sounds great, Jesse. Thanks for having me on again. Good to talk to you.
You bet. John Baranek with DTN joining us here on Agriculture of America. Again, dtnpf.com for more weather information. Bargain Tractor hydraulic fluids, they're not worth the gamble. Trust Cenex quality fluids for performance you can rely on. They'll let you know what to know for selecting the right tractor hydraulic fluid. Visit your nearest Cenex store location or go to cenex.com for more information. Coming up next, of course, last week I spent time in Canada with Nutrien Ag Solutions. I sat down for a conversation with Rob Clayton, Senior Vice President of Retail for North America with Nutrien. We'll hear that next on AOA.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I'm a farmer, I'm a wife, and a mom, and I carry a lot. Some days the weight of it all feels heavier than that full feed truck sitting in the yard. I used to think I had to tough it out all alone, but I've actually learned asking for help doesn't make me weak. It actually makes me stronger. So if you're struggling, talk to someone, a friend, a counselor, absolutely anybody. You don't have to go through it alone. This message is being brought to you by all of us at Farm and Ranch Media, because your mental health matters too.
You're listening to a...
Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce cover crop and forage planting services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and triticale.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnikins from World Dairy Expo. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk up 20 to $16.99, November up 24 to $16.63, December up 23 to $16.89, January milk up 31 at $17.05. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets were mostly lower on the day, as the trade really wanting to see some support in the market to build up. But from the boots on the ground perspective, while demand should remain strong, and the trade still wanting to see some higher fundamental support, box beef prices were mixed. Now, hog markets, meanwhile, they were mostly lower, especially in the nearby months. Again, some lower pork cutout values pressuring the market. October live cattle down 47 cents to 231.32. October feeder cattle down 80 cents to 356.20. October hogs down 35 cents to 101.15. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets flat, soybeans slightly lower. Wheat markets were mixed. Again, a lot of positioning ahead of the Tuesday USDA reports in the market. Also, again, the positive weather for corn and soybean harvest and winter wheat planting and emergence continued to provide some pressure to the markets. Now, new crop 26 corn was up 1.25 to 461.25. New crop 26 beans down 1.25 to 1063.5. December wheat down 0.25 to 519.5. From World Dairy Expo, I'm Brian Winnikins.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA as we continue today, brought to you by Cenex. Selecting the right grease is critical. Cenex Premium Greases help your equipment achieve superior strength and performance. Partner with your local experts. They can help you find the right lubricant product that'll protect you on the go. Visit Cenex.com or your nearest store location for more. Well, again, last week I spent time in Saskatchewan with Nutrien Ag Solutions. Got to tour their Allen Potash Mine and much more, and talk with a lot of their leadership about a number of topics, not just about potash production. I was able to sit down with Rob Clayton. He is the Senior Vice President of Retail for North America with Nutrien Ag Solutions, and have a wide-ranging conversation about things like the ag economy and much more. Here is that discussion with Rob Clayton from Nutrien. Rob, it's good to talk with you, sir. How are you?
Yeah, great, Jesse. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Really appreciate you coming on the tour of the potash mine. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I said this earlier. It's amazing when you get down there and see it for the first time. It's not what you'd expect, and I know it's such a huge part of the operations up here in Saskatchewan with multiple different potash mines. It's really a fascinating experience, Rob.
It really is, and I said this earlier, but you're going to be one of the few people in North America that's had the opportunity to go down one of these mines and can really understand the entire process from the bottom of the mine right to when this product actually ends up on a field somewhere. I think growers have a pretty good understanding of how nitrogen's produced, how phosphate's produced, but I don't think a lot of growers have a full appreciation of exactly the process for potash.
Well, we heard a lot at the Allen mine specifically, a lot of that potash is exported out of the country to Asian countries, things of that nature, not necessarily to the U.S. Other facilities you guys have up here do that exporting to the United States. And, you know, I think that's something we should touch on is, of course, that relationship right now between the U.S. and Canada and other countries, the tariff conversation, the impacts there. What's the latest in terms of fertilizer tariffs? Because there's been a lot of talk about potash flowing from Canada to the U.S. and the need to make that tariff free and other fertilizers like phosphate, et cetera. So sure. Where do things stand right now, Rob?
So firstly, Nutrien has a 6-mine network. So we would use our facilities to ensure that we fulfill all of the needs of our customers, both globally and domestically. And when I say domestically, also the US and Canada. So you're right, the Allen mine does predominantly produce for global markets. But having said that, if there was a problem on one of the other mines, we would shift production to make sure that we could service the North American market. Where we sit today when it comes to tariffs is there was a lot of talk, and actually for a few days, I think less than a week, there was a 10% tariff placed on potash. That was later rescinded by the administration. And where we sit now, we have, through work, I would say, Nutrien, our government officials, our government affairs team, but also the corn growers, soybean growers, a lot of the organisations that are there support our growers have now got potash on a critical minerals list. And where we sit today, there is no government tariff on potash as we sit today. Does it change in the future? I can't predict what the administration's going to do. But I can tell you this from a Nutrien point of view and from many of those farm groups, we're making sure that the government knows that, you know, the farmer can ill afford at this time of economics to be able to, you know, have additional costs placed on fertilizer. So it's a good position, I would say, where we are now. We're very fortunate to have, you know, a strong supply of potash available to us here in North America. You know, we've got about 20% of the world's potash supply, the richest indeed potash source in the globe, right at our doorstep from a North American grower point of view. And the next biggest supply is in Russia and Belarus, which, you know, I think we all know some of the political risks that could come with that.
Thinking about this, you mentioned, you know, we have some certainty, at least on potash, but again, there's the uncertainty that it could change. So how is some of that certain uncertainty, I guess, if you want to put it that way, how's that affecting retail? How's that affect planning for Nutrien, especially as we get into this fall and think about next spring? I mean, does there have to be contingency plans for some of the unknown that's out there, Rob?
I think there's got to be contingency plans, certainly from the economics point of view. I don't think there's going to be a situation when it comes to potash on supply. I think we're going to have adequate supply because of the reasons I just spoke about in the adjacency of where this product comes from. What I would say is our job at Nutrien and also the administration, the other grower groups, it's their job to make sure that government are informed, fully informed about what some of these tariffs and so on could do to a North American farmer. You know, there is a lot of uncertainty, I would say, when it comes to nitrogen, when it comes to phosphate particularly. You know, there's about 20% of the exported volume of nitrogen comes from Iran and Egypt. And you might have heard there's a bit of an issue going on in Iran and Iraq and Israel across those parts of the Middle East right now. So, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty that's driving a lot of nitrogen prices right now. And then about 40% of the global production of phosphate is in China. And, you know where we are geopolitically with China. We do not have a soybean deal with China right now. They import about $30 billion, or about half of the soybeans that are produced in the United States have traditionally gone to that Chinese market, and we do not have a deal there right now. So it's really important for the American grower, the North American grower, to get a deal there. We're watching the administration really closely and hoping we can get a deal soon. But, like, who knows?
Yeah, well, and I think about that, too, expanding this to just the broader ag economy. A lot of farmers are struggling in the U.S., to your point, with, you know, no soybeans to China, things of that nature. And there's a lot of talk that we're on the cusp of another farm crisis. And so how does that, from your view as a leader, Nutrien, what are your feelings on the ag economy, how that's going to affect grower decisions here this fall for next year? What are some of your feelings there right now?
Yeah, well, I think as Nutrien and Nutrien Ag Solutions, particularly with 4,000 agronomists on the ground, our job is to ensure that our growers are sustainable and profitable as we go forward. You know, there's a lot of innovation out there right now, a lot of soil science, DNA testing and so on that wasn't available to the grower only 2-3 years ago. There's proprietary products that enable our growers to get more from their fertilizer inputs and so on. There's a whole lot of innovation when it comes to AI and so on, and making sure that, you know, new technology such as traits from our branded suppliers and so on, so growers can out-yield some of these prices. There is definitely a risk for growers right now in the sense of there's not a lot of growers in 2026 that are going to start the year with more cash in their pocket than they started 2025. I would say, my argument would be, you need to get even closer to your advisor than you ever have been before and lean into some of these technologies that you may not have looked at before. Because the last thing you want to do as a grower in 2026 with low commodity prices is end up with a lower yield or a lower quality. Mm-hmm. You know, growers that are going to be successful through this period of time, in my opinion, are going to out-yield the commodity price. So, you know, that's what we see a lot of successful growers concentrating on, is how do I get more for the inputs that I get, and how do I grow a yield that's going to be better than my neighbor?
Talk to me about Nutrien Hub. You guys just rolled this out, and, you know, you think about technology and using different things to help grow your operation, and we're kind of, you know, last however many years, 5-10 years, it's really, we're seeing a lot of agriculture move away from brick and mortar, and now it's kind of like click and mortar, essentially, Rob. I mean, talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, I mentioned clicks and mortar the other day. We are very much a bricks and mortar business, but more and more technology is coming into our business, and growers are demanding technology. So, you know, we did roll out the new Nutrien Hub the other day, and one of the key components of that is online financing for our growers. But more than online financing, it's making sure that our supplier-backed programs and some of the programs that Nutrien Ag Solutions backs themselves, what I mean by that backs is subsidized interest rates, are available to the grower, and the grower can really at any time, day or night, if they're on their tractor at 10 o'clock at night, or if they're sitting with their financial advisor on a weekend at the kitchen table, they can see those offerings, they can apply for those offerings, they can be accepted in those offerings. But also just simple things like how much do I owe, and when is it due, or can I change my payment terms, or can I apply for more credit, whatever it may be. So, you know, I think that online banking has been around for, I don't know, 20 years maybe. It's about time the agricultural industry caught up to that and gave some real convenience to their growers.
Final thoughts. Obviously, Nutrien, such a huge footprint here domestically, globally with agriculture. You guys play such a pivotal role in the communities you're in and more. I mean, just final perspective on where Nutrien stands here as we close out 25 and get ready for 2026.
Yeah, well, again, we're focused on making our growers more profitable, more sustainable. That's our core focus. We're going to create value for growers, and we're going to try to share in some of that value. Obviously, we're a company that needs to, you know, provide a return for our shareholders as well. But we're about providing value first. Value for our growers, value for our communities. Most of our people in the communities we live in, and we live where farmers live, are not only working at Nutrien Ag Solutions. They're coaching the local baseball team. They're involved in the community. They're sponsoring, you know, the little athletics or baseball or whatever it may be. So we're really proud members of Nutrien and what it provides for our growers, but also what Nutrien provides for the community right across North America.
Senior Vice President of North American Retail, Rob Clayton. Good to talk to you, sir.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Jesse.
Once again, a great time last week with Nutrien in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and getting to talk with Rob Clayton there from Nutrien and a couple more of their leaders I was able to talk with. We're going to share those conversations throughout this week here on AOA. Today's show brought to you by Cenex. High-quality fuel like Cenex Premium Diesel Fuel can help you manage risk and decrease downtime, giving you peace of mind. Protect your equipment with Cenex. Go to cenex.com for more or visit your nearest location. We're going to take a look at Ag News headlines and close things out here on AOA right after this.
Did you know?
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cash back app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code LIFE.
New Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post 9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative, It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works.
Call 800-489-9547. 800-489-9547. 800-489-9547.
Consolidated Credit Solutions Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. FANSA CSO 0019051. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 892. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Actual interest rates, length of program, and monthly payment reductions will vary by consumer and creditor. Yours could be higher or lower. Not a loan company. We do not lend money.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back as we continue on AOA, brought to you by Cenex. Every minute matters. On the farm and ranch, bulk diesel fuel storage can boost productivity and maximize your ROI. Prepare for the unexpected. Invest in premium diesel from Cenex. Go to cenex.com to learn more or visit your nearest location for more to help keep your equipment running. Well, as we take a look at news headlines, beef demand has remained surprisingly strong despite record high prices, which has been a remarkable trend. Dr. Charlie Martinez, assistant professor of agricultural and resource economics at the University of Tennessee, says struggles in the overall U.S. economy don't seem to be affecting demand, at least for now.
I think concerns, no. It's more of something to watch. You know, if we think about a traffic stoplight, we have green for go, red for stop, and a yellow for concern or caution. I would put us currently in a yellow bucket in terms of there's not necessarily a strong concern, which I would consider a red light, but it's more of a something to watch depending upon what industry you're talking about, what segment of an economy you're talking about.
There are legitimate struggles in other economic sectors, but despite that, beef demand is still strong.
If we talk about different facets like housing, they're in a totally different situation than the ag sector. And they have different situations occurring. And so if we sprinkle in, like we talked about, unemployment, credit card debt, the price of beef, and we focus on beef in particular, I think right now it's all market signals are showing, yes, prices are up, but demand is up, which is a good thing. So that also indicates that we still have some ceiling to go in terms of demand. But the question is, how do they buy that product? Is it going to be with credit to continue to drive up credit debt? Or is it going to be other forms in terms of their actual income? So no real concerns right now, but definitely something to watch.
Again, Dr. Charlie Martinez with the University of Tennessee. Well, the value of farmland in the Midwest, particularly the I states of Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana, hasn't always been exceptional when compared to the rest of the country. From before President Abraham Lincoln established the USDA in 1862 until about 1950, all U.S. farmland was about the same price. A widespread adoption of hybrid seed corn was the sea change that set the Midwest apart, and it began to outpace the value of farmland in other parts of the nation. It was the export market of the 1970s that really changed things. Here's how Todd Keithy from Purdue University explains it.
But really starting in the early 70s to mid-70s is when you really start to see a gap between Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, and the U.S. in aggregate. And then among those three states, the I states, Iowa seems to be the most dynamic, but has the steepest inclines and declines. And then Indiana, at least over sort of the last kind of 15 to 20 years, has been sort of the most stable and in a lot of years sort of the lowest, even though it used to kind of hang in the middle between Illinois and Iowa. And then also because I used to work at the University of Illinois, I started putting this together because the farmers would, like, there's a rivalry between Iowa and Illinois. Anytime I would say, like, the Iowa numbers went down, the crowd would cheer. You can't not have something the crowd would cheer for.
They probably should not have cheered. The rivalry is great. However, Iowa is the most dynamic land market, tends to lead with both the highest highs and the steepest declines.
I've heard a number of people say that what happens in Indiana happened in Iowa last year.
Iowa's cash rents for this crop season were down about $20 an acre. Illinois was down about $5 an acre. Indiana cash rent this year increased by 1.5 to 2% statewide, continuing a trend from previous years. The price of Indiana farmland likewise has not yet followed the trend lower. Iowa State's farmland value survey released in December showed a drop of about 3% on average. That's far different than Indiana.
Yeah, so if we look at the survey results across the state of Indiana, we've seen sort of middle-level increases. I mean, so thinking about like 2020, 2021, where we had like a real uptick. We're not there, but they're not exactly flat. They're moving up a little bit higher than the rate of inflation. But we've seen sort of a 3 to 7 or 8% increase across the state. For top-quality land, we're now looking at almost $15,000 an acre, $14,826. For average, we're at $12,250. And then at the poor quality land, we're looking at about $9,761, I guess is what we have here. So about almost $10,000 per acre.
Now, if you search YouTube for farmland values Purdue, you'll find two recent AgCast videos from Todd Keithy, one on land for sale and one on land for rent. Well, USDA has staff in Mexico seeking answers to why a cow infected with New World screwworm was relocated from southern Mexico to within 70 miles of the U.S. border.
We have people who are in Mexico right now determining what the situation is, why it was not caught, and why that movement actually occurred.
Deputy Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Lauren Stump, just days after USDA announced an infected 8-month-old cow was moved to a northern Mexico feedlot.
We have to enhance that U.S. oversight and surveillance. We've got to get better case reporting, lock down that animal movement that's happening in Mexico to prevent further spread.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins accused Mexico of not cooperating to combat the New World screwworm spread and vowed stepped up U.S. action to protect the multi-billion dollar U.S. beef industry and consumers. Stump says that's now happening.
We're doing proactive trapping in areas where we know it is not yet, so that we have that proactive early signaling. We've also deployed traps along the U.S. border in Texas, in Arizona, and New Mexico, and are looking at deploying traps in California.
USDA is also planning to add more cattle fever tick patrol officers and detector dogs to boost surveillance. USDA launched a multi-million dollar action plan last month, including new sterile fly production plans, after closing U.S. ports to cattle, bison, and horse imports from Mexico. As of September 1, there were 74.5 million hogs and pigs on U.S. farms. That's down 1% from September 2024, but up 1% from June 1st of 2025, according to the quarterly hogs and pigs report that was released last week by USDA. Of the 74.5 million hogs and pigs, 68.5 million were market hogs, while 5.93 million were kept for breeding. Between June and August of 2025, 34.1 million pigs were weaned on U.S. farms, down 3%. For the same time period 1 year earlier. From June through September of 2025, U.S. hog and pig producers weaned an average of 11.82 pigs per litter. Iowa hog producers accounted for the largest inventory among the states at 25.1 million head. Minnesota had the second largest inventory at 8.75 million head. North Carolina was third with 7.8 million head. And that is a look at news headlines. We're out of time here today on Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex. Premium diesel includes a range of benefits that meet the demands of equipment, even in the toughest conditions. Protect your equipment and achieve better performance with Cenex. Go to your nearest store location or Cenex.com for more. Coming up tomorrow, Ann Schwagel with the Minnesota Farmers Union will join us. We'll also hear from John Maiman with Nutrien Financial. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Your Soy Checkoff focuses on building demand for U.S. soy and profit opportunities for farmers. Over the next couple of months, tune in on Thursday mornings for the Soy Market Update Series. We'll visit with farmer leaders and industry experts to discuss Checkoff investments driving demand and improving resilience across the market segments of food, feed, fuel, industrial uses, exports, and sustainable production. To learn more, visit unitedsoybean.org. When your business runs on wheels, downtime costs money. Cenex Roadmaster XL premium diesel fuel delivers maximum power, cleaner engines, and better fuel efficiency for every mile. Cenex premium lubricants are engineered to meet or exceed OEM specifications, protecting engines and transmissions under the toughest loads. From long hauls to local routes, Cenex keeps your fleet on schedule and on the road. Fewer breakdowns, less downtime, greater efficiency. That's the Cenex advantage. Find your local distributor at Cenex.com.
Hey Lisa, how are you? It's been so long. Are you back for good? What's going on?
Hey, good to see you. Yes, I'm back for good and just trying to get my life back together.
Well, I'm so happy that you're home. It looks like things are going well. I've been seeing those pics you post of you and your family.
Huge savings on Dell AI PCs with Intel Core Ultra processors are here, and they're newly designed to help you do more faster. They can generate code, edit images, multitask without lag, draft emails, summarize documents, create live translations, and even extend your battery life. That's the power of Dell AI with Intel Inside. Upgrade today by visiting Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Doug. Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Following talks at the White House between President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the president says a deal to end the war is getting closer. Netanyahu at the briefing says he backed